أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الامر. فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين. إن ينصركم الله فلا غالب لكم وإن يخذلكم فمن ذا الذي ينصركم من بعده. وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. وما كان لنبي أن يغل ومن يغل يأت بما غل يوم القيامة. ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. أفمن اتبع رضوان الله كمن باء بسخط من الله ومأواه جهنم وبئس المصير. هم درجات عند الله والله بصير بما يعملون. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم
किनारा رہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے حاصل ساحل مجھے تو پاب ہے حاصل ساحل مجھے تو پاب ہے تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے اپنی آہوں سے ڈر جانا بمیر اپنی آہوں سے ڈر جانا بمیر اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے دست بخشا چاری درجم بیگما دست بخشا چاری درجم بیگما میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے اختر لگتا ہے تو رکھتا رکھو اختر لگتا ہے تو رکھتا رکھو ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے
وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق العدل ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبه الأنقاع والأكم روح الصدى لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الحفاق وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقدحه يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين صدق الله العظيم.
Before starting our talk proper, we will first just translate briefly and explain this very beautiful form of our share, and which is also the purpose of our gathering here. And my Shanda Maulana rendered it also so well. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. I need a life support. In my life, I need a life support. We know when a person is critically ill, he's in ICU, they put him on life support. We need the spiritual life support our whole life. Wherever we are, we need the spiritual life support. What is the spiritual life support? Hum tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Your love, our heart. In other words, what I need to support me and pass through my life, like life support in the ICU, that person hopefully is going to get better, he's going to breathe on his own, he's going to get better. For us to pass our whole lives properly, we need the love of Allah. And the place of that love of Allah is our hearts. So that is why we are gathered here. This is Islah Hijalza, in order to get the love of Allah Ta'ala and to present our hearts in front of Allah, that Allah fills his hearts with the love, with his love. Bihre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. I need the shores of the seas of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Like a person traveling on his ship, and he wants the shore must come. And what is this, the ship is you. The sea is the love of Allah. And the shore to reach and get that love of Allah. In other words, we have to make effort, we have to travel. We have to travel until we get that love of Allah Ta'ala. Sar tumhara, dar tumhara chahiye. My head and your love, O Allah Ta'ala. That I find your love all the time. I have your fear in my heart, I must not displease you. One of the greatest fears a true lover has, my beloved person become upset with me. My beloved person become angry with me. Perhaps we don't understand it so much with Allah Ta'ala, but with Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every person, that my Nabi mustn't become angry with me. My Nabi mustn't be upset. The Sahaba, this was the greatest worry also. And the same it must be with Allah, that Allah must not become upset with me. And really, what we worry about is our material life. My income must carry on nicely, my health must be nice, family life must carry on, and we fear Allah mustn't become displeased and cause me a problem in these matters, dunya's matters. But the real worry we must have in my deeni matters, that Allah is upset. Now I say I'm not going for jamaat namaz. Now I say I'm not making namaz. Now I see my eyes are looking at another woman, Allah is upset with you. That's why you are falling into all these things. All other wrongs that come into our lives, for some reason, what you did, Allah is upset. Now you are going into guna. But we only worry of material things. The real thing we have to worry is about our deen matters, our spiritual matters. Ramme basun ko pukara chahiye. And when you are, no matter what level you might have reached, all you have to do is call upon him. And if you can't get up 12 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock in the day, call him. Allah Ta'ala, he says, we know in our government offices, other offices, businesses, hours are normally 9 in the morning till 4, 5 in the evening. Then shops are closed also, offices are closed. But Allah's offices are 24 hours. And whenever you call Allah's office, Allah hasn't kept a secretary to answer his calls. That the secretary tells you the boss is out at the moment. But the boss is in a meeting. You'll never get when you call to Allah. 12 o'clock in the day you can call. 12 o'clock at night you can call. No secretary will answer. Nobody will say Allah is busy.
And when you call on Allah Ta'ala, so to say, then you won't hear a recorded message that for Arabic press 1, for English press 2, for Urdu press 3. No, direct your connection with Allah Ta'ala. And that phone will never be engaged also. The whole world can call at the same time, that phone will never be engaged. And not difficult to understand, with our cell phones and the antennas, how many people at any given moment are making calls, sending SMSs, sending emails, all are going there, and from there they are being sent to wherever they are being sent. So when man could make this whom Allah has made, so the maker of man, Allah, what is it the whole world at one time can phone him, his phone will never ever be engaged also. And even if you haven't got a language, Allah will hear you also. And Allah will hear you better if you are dumb, you can't speak. Direct connection from the heart, Allah will hear. If you are deaf and you can't hear, you will hear Allah in your heart. Okay? So this is what we need. When you are in a problem, just call upon me. And many brothers ask this question commonly, that I don't enjoy my ibadat, I haven't got desire for ibadat, my tabiat, my nature is going towards guna, what should I do? A good remedy which our buzurgs have shown for such time is that La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Our spiritual conditions, even our dunya's matters, when things we see are not getting right, this work is just not getting done, that work is, things are just not coming right, some guna, there is a blockage. And to remove the blockage, this is a very effective treatment. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu mina zalimin. And if it is more acute, more severe, read it 41 times after asr namaz. And read alam nashrah 3 times before, alam nashrah 3 times afterwards. Read durood sharif. And inshallah, that blockage which is there, that guna which is blocking us, our fuel pipe, and you've got the best car, you've got fuel, but there is some dirt that came. That guna has come. Just remove it, and this is one of the best ways to remove it. And then you'll see how Allah will open your heart. And again, your inclination towards ibadah. This inclination towards ghaflah, towards guna, towards sin, that will go out. And your car will be speeding again just like all the other cars. So this is what we require. Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye. When you got Allah, you need no other support. You got this life support, you'll need no other support. Nobody else's. You don't need anyone. You don't need anything when you got Allah. And the enjoyment when you have found Allah and you have connected with Allah Ta'ala, there is no other enjoyment like that in the world. No other connection like that with Allah Ta'ala, like the connection with Allah Ta'ala. Lazzat-e fariyad, tufaan-o-me hai. And ask the Ahlullah, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who was so concerned of the Ummah. Whole night he shouldn't sleep. He was pacing up and down, crying for the ummah, the feeling that the ummah must get hidayah. His wife could not understand. She asked, what's wrong? If you got some pain, you got some worry, you got some problem. He said, if I tell you, there will be two of us walking all night up and down. This is the people who got the fear, the love of the ummah, figure of the ummah. Ours are such. One person took a loan of 100,000 from Musa and he gave him a check, end of the month, you must deposit it by the 28th. The 28th came, he hasn't got money, he's a bank and his bank account is empty, nothing there. So he phoned Musa and he was walking, facing whole night. I haven't got the money to meet the check, what's going to happen? Musa is going to deposit the check, what will happen to me? So his wife asked him, what's wrong? You're pacing up and down. She was a very wise woman, a shrewd woman rather. She told him, she immediately took the phone and phoned Musaba that tomorrow is the 28th, don't deposit the check. There's no money. And she told her husband, now you sleep peacefully, Musaba is going to walk up and down. All night he will walk up and down. And so our concern is of dunya's things. But the Alhamdulillah, for the akhirat now, continuously they worry about the khabar, how moth will come.
What will be our condition on the day of Qiyamah? This is what they are worried. And they are crying to Allah Ta'ala. And in there, what enjoyment they get. Lazzat-e faryad, tufaan in hai. And to understand this enjoyment, to cry to Allah Ta'ala. You are getting tahajjud time. Tears are coming out. You are sobbing. And if your wife says, what's the problem? We must have get you a panado. Come and sleep. I'll get you, I'll give you a sleeping tablet. You say, what enjoyment I'm getting, what you know. Like the beach in Bombay, Chowpatty is a famous beach in Bombay. And they sell Cheura, which is also very, very tasty and quite nice and strong. A person buys a packet and he's eating it, strong it is. So water starts coming out from his nose, from his eyes, and the way he feels from his ears also water. Somebody who looks at him, hey, this man is suffering, man. How he's crying. But when he finishes his cheura, he goes and buys another one. Nobody is forcing him to eat it free. He goes and buys. And ask him from inside what enjoyment he is getting. And people who enjoy strong food, marcha, when we eat it, it hurts us. But how they enjoy it. So these people get the enjoyment of crying to Allah. And in their zikr, sometimes in happiness, Ya Allah. Raditu billahi rabban wa bil islam deena. Oh Allah, I'm so happy. You are my Lord. You gave me Islam as my religion. You gave me what an honorable, less eminent Nabi is my Nabi. And in joy and happiness, tears will come out. Then suddenly you think that I'm so bad. What gunas I've committed. How evil. Now in tawbah, istighfar, and feeling sorrowful, you are crying to Allah Ta'ala. Lazzat-e faryad, tufaanon mein hai. When these conditions come, then crying to Allah, what enjoyment you get. This is why we are gathered to get this here. Enjoyment is not in your zeal mangoes and in your long green mangoes. Alhamdulillah, Allah's never, no problem with that. But enjoyment is the inner spiritual enjoyment. And worse than all, enjoyment is not in guna. Today, unfortunately, almost the whole ummah forget the other people. Our enjoyment is in sin, committing guna. And Allah's la'anat is on us, the fire of Jahannam is on us, we are enjoying it that time. How can there be enjoyment in that? Enjoyment is in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Lazzat-e faryad, tufaanon mein hai, kaun kehta hai, kinara chahiye. Hazrat says, look at this, what realities are being explained here. Who says that you need the shore to enjoy? When the sea, you are in the tsunami, and you are being thrown by the waves from this side to that side. In other words, halat and conditions are coming. Temptations are coming to you from all. And remember, every person, temptations come to you. Don't think that now, mashallah, these maulanas and huzurs and awliya, they got no problem, no temptation. They also get. But now, what is their problem? That tsunamis of these temptations are throwing them also from all. And different things. Sometimes of woman, sometimes of name and fame, sometimes money, worldly gain. All these things are coming all the time, Allah is tempting. But in that they cry to Allah, oh Allah, save us, oh Allah, save us. Save us from this temptation, save us from that temptation. And this is where that positive and negative mixes and current and power comes. And you become a great wali of Allah. If you got no fuel in your BM, top of the series, latest model, top of the series, there is no fuel, where can your BM go? It can't go. So that fuel is temptation of guna. But then, control it properly. Without fuel, the car won't move. Without the temptation, you can't move also. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali told me once, never make dua that Allah must take out the desire of guna from you. And also remember the desire of guna is not guna. To commit the guna is guna. The desire, like for example, one of our mutawallis when I was in Germiston, very good man, Haji Ahmed Pandor, marhum. In one gathering we were all sitting, and he must have been about 50 that time. He said, till today I never got a traffic fine. Not for driving, not for speeding, not for parking, seat belts, for nothing. We all got surprised. Somewhere along the line, you do make a mistake. You do pick up a fine. Then he said, I never drove a car. So if you never drove a car, how are you going to get a speeding? How are you going to get a fine? So a person who can't commit guna, how is he going to commit guna? Therefore, the masala is for malaika angels to call them awliya is not jais. They can't become awliya because they haven't got temptation of guna. A person who hasn't got any desire of woman, and he says, or you go to the qabristan and you say, mashallah, what great buzurg. They don't commit one guna. They can't. The person who can commit guna and does not commit guna, that is kamal. That is where you go. And those many people, our young brothers especially, many people, they say that me, I'm finished, I'm a write-off. Because what temptations are, the more temptation of guna, the greater waliullah you become. All this great, great awliya, whom you heard about after Asr, etc., many other times, they also hate. And the greater your desire, the more greater you become a wali of Allah, only condition which Shafi makes. Don't commit guna. When you're on a clear road, speed up, no problem. When you're with your wife, and you can enjoy yourself. But the minute haram comes, كان وقفا عند كتاب الله الصحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم and particularly سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه whenever the law of Allah comes sharp then they don't do anything but otherwise permission what Allah has given you by all means you may carry on كون کہتا ہے سہارا چاہیے حاصل صاحب مجھے طوفانوں میں ہے that I've got the enjoyment when you're in your comfort zone many of us got this also upside down that we say we will start my namaz just now and set up my new business, etc. And my house, I moved, relocated, put everything right. Then I'm starting my tahajjud, I'm starting my fajr, I'm starting my five times namaz. This is the wrong way. Start your namazes first, this will sort out all those problems. Those things won't sort out these problems, this will sort out that problem. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayh gave this beautiful example. A camel driver who is taking all his camels, 20, 40, 50 camels, came to the oasis in the desert where the camels must drink water. And the person whose oasis it is who charges money and he gives water, he's got a primitive machine running with all buckets on a big wheel. So they go inside the well, pick up the water and throw it into a jar. But all this causes a big noise also, those drums. Tins, picking up the water, throwing it, moving it all the time. So the camel driver told the oasis man that stop your machine because while noise is carrying on, my camels can't drink water. So he said, if I stop my machine, you won't get water. In the noise, they will have to drink the water. So in the noise and chakkar of dunya that we have, in that carry on with your ibadat of Allah. You're going to wait till dunya's chakkar come to an end. And when I become an old man, then I'll start ibadah. When all my everything, I'm retired, then I'll start. No, no. You start now. This will sort out all your dunya's problems. If you want to catch a cat, don't catch it by the tail. It's going to turn around and scratch you very badly. Catch it by the neck and you've got it. So the problems of dunya, catch them by the neck. Get busy with Allah's ibadah. And turn to Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah will sort out all your problems also. تیرے جھنگوں کا نظارہ چاہیے what you require is to see the beauty of Allah کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانتا ہوں سمجھے آنکھ what do I you make I ask Allah I want me that I see you all the time oh Allah حسن کے جلوہ گاہ میں In the beauty parlor of yours, O Allah. A girl gets married, she goes to beauty parlor to make herself beautiful. Allah's beauty parlor. You see the sunrise, you see the sunset, you see the waterfalls, you see all the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. You see your own baby, newborn baby, the small, small little eyes, everything so perfectly. Small little nose, small little lips. The whole baby, Allah made that baby so beautiful. You see your wife, she is sleeping, and you see her so beautiful. All this, the qudrat, you see the qudrat of Allah. This is just the outward form, but once your eyes, and that is why we're having Islahi Jalsa, the eyes of the heart must open, and in all things, you see Allah Ta'ala. You see there, the stock 200 meters. Now, you saw it, but you don't realize anything. But you saw with your eyes, the eyes gave a message to the brain. The brain starts working out fantastic mathematical calculation. 200 meters, the car must stop.
And also the eyes have said there are so many cars around. This lane, there are so many cars. Here is a truck, here, etc. The brain works out, go in this lane. Slow down. It gives a message to the leg on the pedal, brake pedal, put so much pressure. And it gives a message, take your leg off the accelerator. It's not just happening like that. It is all Allah's system that is working. Suddenly you see a ball coming across. That message is gone to the brain without you knowing. And then the brain recalculating again. And now there is a different situation, recalculating. And it says now put so much more pressure on the brake pedal. Because most probably a boy is going to run behind the ball. And swerve your steering in this way. What is Allah's purpose? So to see Allah in everything, your one morsel of food, lukma you take, you are eating biryani. And that biryani, the rice came from Karachi. If you can see this when you are eating. And for that rice to grow, the tractors that were needed, the workers, for it to be transported to the docks, the trucks, the bags, the roads, etc., that had to be made. For one machine, another machine works behind it. Then this machine can be made. For that machine, another hundreds of machines are working to make one machine. Whether it's your simple nail clipper you're using, to make that nail clipper the steel that was needed, and all to design it and to cut it, how many machines, how many people were required? Factories were required to build that factories, how many people had to work? In that factories you need a corrugated iron, the whole corrugated iron. In that factory, to make the factory, you needed cement, you needed wood, you needed sand, building sand. Allahu Akbar, unimaginable in that one nail clipper of yours. Once your eyes are open, you'll see the Qudrat of Allah, all this. You won't be able to stop making shukr to Allah for all His favors in each and everything. We use our glasses, we don't think, wow, how many things have gone that now I can see so easily and comfortably. I paid 2,000, 3,000 rand for my eye test and for my glasses. No, what is 2,000, 3,000 rand? What is lying behind it? And there's no government, no business, no optometrist, it's only the infrastructure of Allah. He is one word, He alone, wahdahu la sharik. And the pay for this is to recognize, and from your heart, alhamdulillah, mashallah. La usi thanan alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsi. I can't praise you as you are to be praised. You are as you have praised yourself. This reality dawns on a person. Apne aahon se dare jana pe meer. And your ah when they come out, that ya Allah, what great favors. I'm astonished. I'm totally taken off my feet with your qudrat. Or on the other side sometimes, oh my Allah, what goodness I saw. In front of you, a person, if there's a 2-year-old baby, 1-year-old baby, you don't commit a guna, there's a baby. But Allah is right in, you are right in front of Allah. In front of Allah, with great audacity you commit guna. And you know Allah is watching me, and Allah has got qudrat. With my eyes I'm looking at porn, with my eyes I'm looking at the filthy, dirty woman of the street. Allah has got the qudrat to make me blind immediately. Allah has got the qudrat to make me paralyzed immediately. And yet you commit all this guna, and then see, ya Allah, but you see, my life, 50, 60 years of my life, what gunas I've committed, but still you're giving me biryani to me. In front of the people, you're still giving me respect and izzat. All are coming and making salam. Hazrat, Buzurg Sahab, so pious you are. But if you think to yourself, what I am pious. Where I am Ashiq Rasul, where I am Arif Billah, what am I? Oh Allah, you know me so well, but how, with the Sattari of Allah, what a great man. If Allah has to open all of us sitting here, one guna of ours Allah has to open it in public, we can't sit here, we can't face anyone. How kind, and Allah knows it all, and yet He forgives us, and He gives us still the best of food, the best of health. How much must it become tired hearts for Allah? So this is apne aahon se tare jana pe meer apni bigri ko sahara chahiye. What we have spoiled in our lives, this is Islahi Jalsa. For that person, for that reason, let us put it right. Now let us correct it all. One poet, he says, kis muh se jaoge Kaaba ko, with what face are you going to Kaaba, like a big buzurg now? Kis muh se jaoge Kaaba ko, that what gunas you have committed in your life. So Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Prasad Kareem Rahmatullah Alayh, a great Muslim, he said this will create loss of hope in Allah's mercy in the Ummah. That everyone will say, how can I go for it? How can I go for Umrah? I'm such a big sinner. So Maulana changed the form and corrected it. He made a non-Muslim into a Muslim. The form was non-Muslim. He made the form Muslim. He said, isi muh se main Kaaba ko jaunga. He was the same face of mine with my same gunas I will go. Or apni bigri and all what I have done wrong, I will cry and I will please Allah by crying and begging of Him. And I know my Allah the minute. In fact, my Allah is told, if you can't cry, just make your face like a Allah told me. Allah knows you are just got a mask on top. That you nothing, no feelings. Many of us say we got no, don't worry. Feelings are not important, the amal is important. If you got no concentration in your namaz, don't feel nothing. Make your namaz, even with concentration is a side thing. If Allah gives that namaz, then and good. You haven't got that, but make your namaz, the amal is important. If you haven't got a glass, how are you going to put milk inside? First have the glass, ikhlas will come afterwards. Devotion and concentration will come afterwards. First have the container of namaz, of tilawat, of zikr, and then qualities will come later. But don't say that I haven't, this is shaitan's ploy, that I haven't got in concentration, I haven't got sincerity, what's the need? No, you carry on with your ibadah which you have to make, your amal you have to make. And remember, it's amal. Our success is in amal. Some people don't pronounce it correctly, they say amal. And they say, our success is in Ama. More wealth must come, money must come. Our success is in Ma, Ama. No, our success is in Ama. In actions, our success is. After har dam fida ho, meri jaan, oh Allah, every moment let my life be sacrificed to you. For you, hey, ki mujhko na parwa cha. What have I got for to do? What are they? Somebody say you're an extremist. Oh, you're a big Sufi sat now. You're a big Hanfai now. See what topi you are wearing now. What I got to worry about other people? My methods of now. The minute you made your connection with Allah, people will criticize you. People will pass comments about you. They won't affect you at all. But then your connection is not with Allah. The smallest thing is a big problem for you. Why this person told this? Why he told that? But the minute your connection with Allah, now you don't worry for criticism and comments of people. Oh Allah, and I see my neck is too small to take all your namaz. My basket, I got very small basket. The amount you giving, my basket is too small. Mere sarko, era, sauda, jaiye. And in my head, I need the brains that connects with you. That I need, that how much you are giving me. And yet I'm worried about other people, what they say, what the people will say, what this one will say. We don't have to worry what they say. That's their problem. Our connection must be with Allah Ta'ala. Akhtar Qasta Wadur Uqtadarku. And this is how a person must be humble, begging to Allah, crying, putting his little empty bread basket in front of Allah. Ya Allah, unki rahmat ka bulawa chahiye. We need the mercy of Allah that will call upon us and that will pull us towards Him. One sunnah before we carry on, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, always make muzakara of a sunnah. And the value of sunnahs before that, just one example. It's not a long time, we all know that time, sir. When we used to buy rice, there were pieces of stone also in the rice. And there were pieces of grass also in the rice. And we knew. And we paid for the rice, 10 rand a kilo, 15, whatever the price might be. And we knew we are paying for the stones which are more heavier than rice. And we are paying for the grass which is lighter than the rice. But we are paying for it the price of rice. Why? Because it was worth the rice. After we bought it, we looked after that 1 kilo, 10, 20 kilos of rice. Mustn't get stolen in the heat, in the rain or other things. It mustn't get there. Animals mustn't eat it, destroy it. We looked after it. But when the lady said, now they are machines, We buy clean rice, the rice come, all the things come very clean with the new machines that they are. But in those days, the ladies sat for long hours with the scoops cleaning and separating the stones, all the pieces of grass, everything. And then they threw the pieces of stone outside in the dustbin. Or outside they threw it away, the pieces of grass. Now nobody will pay the price of rice for it. Nobody has got time for it. Now dogs will urinate on it. People will trample on it with their dirty big boots and everything. Or people who take the night soil, they walk on it. No problem. Because now we don't care. Why? It is separated. Just from that understand, as long as we were connected with sunnahs, and we were connected with masjid, and Quran Sharif, and ulama, and our deen, then our Allah bought us at the price of deen, at the price of knowledge of deen, at the price of sunnah, and Allah protected us according to that. And nobody separated us from sunnahs. We ourselves, we took out sunnahs from our lives. One time, there was Quran Sharif in the house after Fajr, after Maghrib. Now TV is playing all the time. One time, there were kurtas and Islamic dress. Now we got the filthy dressing of the non-Muslims. My little baby of 2 months, if the mother has to put a burqa on the little girl or a kurta, we all say, Amriti dohi jevi banavi na chit, doho jevo ilaje. How does he look? Making it so like old fashioned and all that. But if you put on Western clothes and some funny things written on here, oh, how cute the baby is. How we have changed and how we have. So what we have to, we separated ourselves from our deen. And we don't need a huge budget in order to bring sunnahs back. We don't need a military to bring sunnahs back. We don't need big, big officers and big, big computers. Every person just, and we know the sunnahs. Generally, by and large, we know the sunnah. MashaAllah, Bhai Saleh is here, his little children are so small. But almost any dua, I told me test them, ask them any dua of the various, they know it, all those duas. So this is how we must train our children. And not only train and teach them, but that we make amal on it. And we also make amal on it. This is what we call Allah's rahmat. Allah loves the sunnah so much. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, نَحْنَ قَوْمٌ فَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation, the Muslim nation, whom Allah has given us honor in Islam. وَإِنْ نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. If today we go and look for our honor, our comfort, our peace, anywhere else besides Islam, أَزَّلَّنَ اللَّهُ. Allah will disgrace us once more. Like a person was a very poor person living in a tent shanty. No money, he's got nothing. He only had one gold coin, was his asset of his life. He lost it in his tension. Then he went and looked for it outside on this, under the street lamp. So saying, looking, he can't find it naturally. His friend came past, what's wrong? I only had a gold coin in my life, nothing else. I lost that also. So he also started helping, looking, couldn't find it. So I asked him, where did you lose it? I lost it in my tension. If you lost it there, why are you looking for it here? Yeah. Because I got no lights in my tent. Yeah, it's a very bright light. You can look for it in the bright lights till the cows go home. How can you find it very easy? They look for it in the tent shanty without lights. Or light a candle, use your cell phone, or just move your finger, hands around. Where you lost it, hopefully you will find it. We lost our izzat by giving up our deeni life. And where are we looking for it? In big businesses, in big, big houses, in big, big cars, and in haram places of casinos we're looking. In resorts we are looking for it. In all the wrong places. It's not there. Now how can you find it there? Look for it where you lost it, your peace of mind. Today a person feels a little bit overworked and depressed or something. I need a holiday. That's not your problem. You are not making tilawat of Quran. You are not making zikrullah. Do that. And staying at home and see you will have peace of mind. You're not going to get, it's not get there. How can you get it there? So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on every sunnah. Amen. One sunnah that I will mention, sunnah of miswak. Miswak is so simple and so easy. And the rewards of miswak, it comes in a hadith that a person who makes miswak and makes nafs, inna salata bi
miswak. Namaz, rawish, miswak. And miswak is a sunnat of wudu. Don't make your miswak before wudu. Wash your hands. When you gargle your mouth, then make your miswak. Miswak is a sunnat of wudu. And the person who made that miswak, and now afzalu min sab'ina salatan, the namaz he makes is more better than 70 rakat of namaz. For example, we all inshallah will make Isha namaz now. Same imam, same qiraat, same two sajdas, one ruku, same namaz. But those who make miswak, their namaz will be not 4 rakat, 4 times 70, 280. And not only 280, afzalu. More better, and Allah's afzal, only Allah knows how much more better. So just by making miswak. Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi, a great, great scholar and jurist, a faqih of Islam, he writes, inna sunnat as-siwak, the sunnat of miswak, tudhakkiru kalimat al-shahadati ind al-maut, will remind you to recite kalimat al-shahadat at the time of death. What your guarantee of iman, miswak, is one of the prescriptions for guaranteed maut on iman, for guaranteed jannah. So simple. And how long does it take to make miswak? What does it cost you to make miswak? And remember, toothbrush is not miswak. Miswak is miswak. So make amal, Allah give us topic, and to make amal on every sunnah, inshallah. The ayat al-kareema that I have recited, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah has shown a his favor on the mu'mineen. And when Allah says, for example, a husband, a good husband, won't tell his wife, you know, I did this for you, I did that for you. But something really big. No, I did you this way. True father, genuine, Allah Ta'ala says that don't spoil your good deeds by making ihsan jatan. I did this for you, I did for that for you. But sometimes it becomes necessary. When such an occasion like Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, he reminded the ummah what he had done for the ummah. So Allah, when Allah taught that when you do a favor, don't speak about it. But here Allah is speaking about it. It was a very special.
You people are not appreciating. You are not understanding what a
favor Allah has done. So Allah hit you. And from here understand, parents sometimes have to tell their children.
Ustaz have to tell their children.
A sheikh has to tell his murid, not for his sake that I did this for you, I did this, but that they will benefit. Till their children don't learn to make qadr.
We, for example, a father, we see the children just leaving taps open, not worried about the water flow, leaving the lights on, leaving the air con, leaving the heater on all the time.
Then you say, you know how much money this costs. It doesn't mean now you don't want them to use it, but make qadr of this name. So Allah has given us such a great ni'mat. Allah Himself is now reminding us of that ni'mat. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah has made a very special favor. Allah's favors, Allahu Akbar. From beginning to end of our life, before we were born, after we die, Allah's favors are just carrying on. How great are the favors of Allah. But this was a very special favor which Allah specifically referred to. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. What was that favor? إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. When we send a Rasul to them from amongst their own type and species. If Allah had sent a Rasul that was a farishta, an angel, he wouldn't know how when we feel happy and sad, when we feel cold and hot, when we are all different condition. That from our own kind, a human being, Allah sent our Rasul, He knows our feelings. And He is the only one who could treat us and understand how we feel. If you don't understand how somebody feels, you can't solve his problem. If you're a psychologist and you are giving consultation, but you don't know what that person is feeling, you never got married, and that person got marital problems, how are you going to solve that person's marital problem? You don't know what it is like, what marital problems are like. So Allah sent a Rasul who was like us, who was a husband, who was a father, who was a son, who was a all qualities he had. So he knows. So that Allah sent such a Rasul. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. And the other favors of this great Nabi, يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ كِتَابًا, that Allah, He recites, He teaches the Quran to the Ummah. What a great ni'mat. Today we have
our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself on the day of Qiyam, wa qala Rasul, Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi ittakhadhu hadha al-Qur'an mahjura. Oh Allah, my people, my nation, they divorced themselves from the Qur'an. As we are sitting here, and we are the people who came to the masjid, there are many people Muslims, our friends, but they haven't come to the masjid. Those of us who are here, ask ourselves today, did we recite Quran? Did I recite my quarter supara, my half supara, my one supara? Did I read my Yasin Sharif today? Today, so Quran is so important, and Allah gave us this great treasure. Quran Sharif, Hablullah, is the rope of Allah Ta'ala, Allah ka rassa. The one end of it is in the hand of Allah, and Allah will never let loose of it. And the rope is so strong, the whole world can hold on to this rope, there is place for it, and the rope will never break. Now it is up to us to hold it, and we'll get pulled to Allah. One of the greatest means, Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi said, to reach Allah Ta'ala is the Quran Sharif. Understanding or without understanding. The Quran Sharif, a person who recites daily, it will purify your heart. The Quran Sharif you will recite daily, you will gain recognition of Allah. You will gain the love of Allah. Read Quran Sharif. So this was the first favor that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought Quran, taught the Quran to us. And today we are now reward all those people who are involved in the teaching of the Quran, our makati, our primary madrasas, and those people who are the committee members, who do the collection, who see to the payment, there are always problems there also, children not coming. If children, someone who starts hit the child a bit more, parents coming, big court case taking place here, big issue in the town, but it has to carry on. All the time this is Quran Sharif, those who are engaged, those who are teaching Quran gives. خيركم من تعلم القرآن أو علمه هو learning and teaching the Quran. إن لله أهليه من هم يا رسول الله هم أهل القرآن هم أهل الله وخاصته. Those who are engaged in the teaching of the Quran, tafsir, hifz, qiraat, whatever, this is the great favor of Allah upon the Ummah. The second, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, in this ayat it has come second, تَزْكِيَةُ النَّفْسِ, and that is why we are gathered here. And we discussed that just now a bit more. And the third, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and he teaches not only the Quran, the words of the Quran, but the meanings of it, the laws which are extracted from it, the principles that are taken out, on which occasion the ayat was revealed. In other words, the work of Darul Ulum. Darul Ulum are a great ni'mat for us, where the whole of Quran Sharif is being taught. Whole Quran, whole of Deen is taught. Whole Sahih Bukhari, which is a Jami' al-Kitab. Jami', that Hadith Kitab is taught, where every aspect of Deen is in that Kitab. Not only certain aspects, you can't cover up everything, that we have got to talk now. Many people complain, Tabligh Jamaat, they only speak 6 points, it's not the whole of Deen. It's not the whole of Deen. But you practice 6 points, inshallah, whole of Deen you will come on. So don't make that an excuse that only 6 points they are speaking. It's right, they only have to speak 6 points. But you practice on that, inshallah the whole of Deen will come into you. So just like that, yeah, also, the Quran Sharif in the Darul Ulum is the only wahid place in the world where the whole of Deen is taught. Whole of Deen, whether we're practicing on those things or we are not practicing. A qadi, a judge, how he must give judgment is taught there. Today we don't have these judges. Hey, all, how many matters are talking of Deen, but though they are not, but it is one place where the whole of Deen is still spoken about, is still taught, and the details of it is taught. And then, وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ عَمْلُوا لَفِي ظَلَامٍ مُبِينٍ. And before this, you were in open misguidance. What was the condition of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, what a great man. Himself explains one time with great remorse what we were reading in the poem, how a person thinks. Allah blessed him with a daughter. When the daughter came about 2 years of age, the Sahaba, the Arabs were such, their faces would go black when a daughter was born. The greatest humiliation and disgrace that a daughter is born. Hey, but don't they realize, if there weren't, he wasn't a daughter, where should they be born from? The son needs a mother to be born from. You're not going to be born from your father. You need a mother. But anyway, this was the jahalat, the ignorance. So now he's going to take the child to Ben Hari, goes out of Makkashari, and he's going with his spade and axe, whatever it might be. He starts digging the grave in the hot deserts of Arabia. He's sweating, and a child at that age, it's by nature, it wants to help the parents. Can't do. The child takes the spade and starts digging. But he doesn't know, I'm digging my own grave. And then when the grave is finally dug, when the child is, now the grave is dug, and as Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is putting the child into the qabr to bury the child. And who is going to protect the child? The father will protect. But the father is the one who's killing her. Where are you looking for your protection? That is your source which is killing you. Imagine what the condition. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what effort he had made on the sahaba. Kya nazar thi, jisne murdo ko masiha kar diya. That what a nazar and effort and tawajjuh and dua and the sohbet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That those people who were like dead people. And they became, they not only became alive, they have given, not only they giving, they gave life to people, till today we getting inspiration by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. By the Sahaba, they are Sahabi kan nujum. My Sahabi are like the guiding stars. Be'ayyihim iqtadaytum, iqtadaytum. Whoever you will follow, you will be guided. How was the condition of the Sahaba with regard to the mother when the father passed away? The son would inherit the mother. If he wanted to, he married her. If he wanted to, he sold her as a slave. If he wanted to, he kept her as a slave. He could do with her whatever. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a favor. From what darkness to what light. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared, Al-Jannatu tahta tahtami ummahatikum. Jannat lies under the feet of your mother. Please your mother and you will get Jannat. So all this, Allah tells us what they were before, and what they became, and how they became like. All this is, and here similar meaning of this ayat has come four places in the Quran. Only in the beginning in Alif Lam Mim, where Yuzakkihim came at the end. The other three places, Yuzakkihim is in the middle. Why in the middle? It connects you on the one side with Quran and ilm also. And it connects you with Darul Uloom also, when you do it with Tazkiyah and Nafs. And this is why we are gathered. This Islahi Jalsa of ours, it has got two words, Islah and Jalsa. Because it's in the genitive case, case that shows possession. So Islahi it is. Otherwise it's Islah and Jalsa. Jalsa comes from the word Jalasa, to sit, that we are all sitting here. And in our terms today, we will call such a sitting a meeting, or more sophisticated, a convention, or a seminar. This is what we are sitting, this is the jalsa. And what kind of a convention, meeting, and seminar we are having in regard to Islah. What is Islah? Correction. To correct. Like, you have to correct your car all the time. It needs a service regularly. Sometimes something goes wrong in between. You have to go and have it repaired. Our bodies, we need service. We need service and maintenance. You go for your regular checkups to your doctor. You check your own sugar levels. You check your blood pressure. And sometimes you have to take more treatment in between. Something is not right. You have to go to doctor. You have to go for treatment. Sometimes you need an operation also. Everything, our gardens, how beautiful the gardens are, not just by themselves, a continuous effort is made. We got not one garden, but two gardens. We got garden service to see to it. Our toilets won't remain clean until we don't clean them regularly. We have got cleaners to clean the toilet all the time. And then it remains clean. Food, our bodies need food. Food is not going to fall from the heavens. We have to work for it. Everything we understand. And for what is all this work? For what is the cars? For who? For what are our cars? For who are the cars? For us? For what are our gardens? For us? For what are our houses? For what is a clean toilet? For us? And who are we? We are our bodies and our ruh. We are doing it all for the body. But the main person in the sphere is not the body, it is the ruh. A person can be in an ICU and they've got so many machines on you.
And they got so many nurses working on you, watching you, monitoring you all the time. As long as the ruh is in the body. The minute the ruh goes out, they pull out the machine. The minute the ruh, that certificate is written. Now you are out from there, you've gone in the mortuary. So the ruh is the most important. But ask ourselves, who of us make effort for the ruh? This is why we are gathering. This seminar of ours, this convention of ours, Islahi Jalsa, is for the correction of the ruh. If the ruh is not right, how will the body be right? If the ruh is not right, how will the eyes be right? Eh? And you don't have to look at the lights and all that, though you can't see me, and I'm not anything much to look at. But for you to benefit, you concentrate on me. And give me your ears also. Give me your eyes also. Give me your ears also. So the ruh, and we are coming to the highlight of our jalsa and the end of it. So pay full attention so that we can get the full benefit. Allah reward Maulana Yusuf Sahib and his friend. All the effort they have made in the whole area, inviting the brothers. Brothers have come from where and where. So let us not, after all this effort, just let it be washed away. Let us get the maximum benefit. So the ruh is the most important. See, for our gardens, and not only garden service, how many shops in town for lawn mowers, for all the other things which go together with a garden. For our cars, not only the garages, how many spare shops, how many mechanics, how many at university they are learning to becoming motor mechanics at colleges, etc. For everything, for agricultural university, the farms, for our food, all this is for the body. So much intizam, A to Z, morning to night, our work is for the body. And the body, we understand, is only as long as the ruh, the soul is there. And here in Nelspruit, a whole Lowfell, is there any spiritual hospital? We got a lot of hospitals, government hospitals, private clinics we got plenty of things. But a spiritual hospital, how many doctors we got, specialists we got for the eyes, for the brains, for nose, ENT, for everything we got so many specialists. Have we got one spiritual doctor? The Darul Ulooms are the university, are the places where it's taught. The university and the hospital is not the same thing. In a university you'll become a hospital, you'll become a doctor, but your practice will be in the hospital. Your practice will be in the surgery. So we got Maulanas, they became Maulana in the Darul Ulooms, but where is the surgery? The Maktab is also, they making more students, teaching them Quran and Hadith, but to bring deen in our lives. And also understand that deen is not the effort of deen. Deen is not the knowledge of deen. Knowledge of deen is something else. Effort of deen is something else. And deen is something else. I make lot of effort, but I don't read my five times namaz. That is deen, to make my five times namaz. And quality, more concentration, regularity, punctuality, more my work, heart. That is what is deen. Effort of namaz, I tell people to make namaz. I write kitabs how to make namaz. I explain what breaks namaz, what are makruh in namaz. That's all the effort of namaz. But namaz is that I make it myself. So this way we find this. We haven't got one spiritual hospital in the country. Perhaps in the world, most khankas that operate now, so a few khankas, only in Ramzan. If you got a hospital that only operates in December period, that is the time a lot of accidents take place. People drink lot of liquor, lot of crime takes place, murders, etc. So you only open your hospital in December for 40 days. We need khankas 24 hours everywhere, every town. We need a few khankas in every town. More than what we need our clinics and our hospitals and the doctors that we have got and specialists in all this. We need specialists in this field. This is why we are gathered here. If we can understand this, that our ruh is the, as long as we are sitting, our ruh. Many, there are quite a few of us who've got illnesses. Somebody got sugar. Somebody got high blood pressure. Somebody got angina. Somebody has got something else. But we are living as long as the ruh. The minute the ruh goes out, finish now. We will now make full effort as soon as possible. Give ghusl kafan and make janazah and bury. And after that, and that's the teachings of our deen, carry on with life. Don't make it a big issue. After 3 days, don't even go and make taziyat if you are living in the home. Carry on with life now. So the important
think it's the road, but what happened? This Islahi Jalsa
and all Islahi Jalsas is for the ruh.
How we can correct the ruh? The ruh is the thing that governs and rules the body. And consequently, humans rule the world. The ruh is controlling the world. But no effort is made. Therefore, people, how many governments in the world?
Around about 200. Parliaments about 200.
But no effort on the ruh. Laws have been passed that Mr. John can marry Mr. Jack. Hey, a lady can marry a lady. Lesbianism, homosexuality, zika is legalized. So only you must be 18, and that also just written. You must be over. Nobody even checks and who is over 18. But so, if you are 1 year, 1 day less than 18, zika is not permissible for you. 1 year over, now it's permissible for you. What kind of laws the people? Because no effort on the ruh. So much so, Allahu Akbar, make shukr Allah made us Muslims. Because, but today what evils are coming in us, in rare form. Perhaps there is a girl that wasn't raped when she was small. And who? A family member. Those who she trusted, that person raped her. What and what the poor, they are going through. Or whoever it is in the non-Muslims, Islam's great ni'mah. But we are following that way, and that way comes with its baggage. Those evils are coming today in our homes also. And in our society also, what and what we are facing. So the important thing, if we can understand, that we have to make effort on our ruh. And that is what is called the khalqa effort. That is what is called this islah and tazkiyah. And then, how do we make it? That our ruh becomes connected with Allah as we read in the poem. And for that, you need somebody to guide you. It cannot be done on its own. You need somebody to guide you. Like any, and just to sum that up in a nutshell, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi said it so beautifully. Chini milti hai, chini walo se. Sugar you get from the sugar people, grocery shop. Dood milta hai, dood walo se. Milk you get from the dairy. Kapra milta hai, kapre walo se. Material you get from the fabric shop. Mithai milti hai, mithai walo se. Mithai, sweet chocolates you get from the cafe, confectioner. And Allah milta hai. Allah walo se, so straightforward. If you want sugar, don't go to a spare shop. And tell them I want 1 kilo white sugar. Hey, they will send you direct to the main hospital. And you don't go and ask for sugar there. So everything we know that. But to find Allah, then we don't understand that we will get Allah from Allah. And don't think also another big deception shaitan puts on us that there aren't any more Allah walas. There are plenty Allah walas. When Allah declared you must be with Allah wa ala kunu ma sadiqin, it was impossible that Allah would give us a command which we cannot practice. There are no more of the Allah wa ala, but Allah is saying you must be with Allah wa ala. How can that be? Allah hasn't given us a single command which we cannot fulfill. So Allah commanded us, there are. But it is our pride and haughtiness that we don't want to acknowledge. And what shaitan makes, he shows you the weakness. Every human has got it. How the kuffar of Makkah, what for? Na'uz billah, there were no faults in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But how he put in front of them, that he is kathab, na'uz billah, he is sahir, na'uz billah. He is a mad person, na'uz billah. What were things they put? But those who could see, whose eyes were open, Allah made them shining stars forever, not only till Qiyamah, forever and ever Allah made them shining stars. And those who wanted to object and found fault, that is what came their lot. Abu Jahl, he is buried in Badr, at that place where there are public toilets, and all the filth and dirt of the people who falls upon him, that the people who objected, this is what their condition became. And those who accepted Umar, Abu Bakr, radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, that till today, everyone who goes to Rauza Mubarak, Assalamu alayka ya Khalifata Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how with great enjoyment and relief to read salam on Sayyidina Abu Bakr, on Sayyidina Umar, of course, first to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Allah put them? So those people who made this effort and took a guide and made Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the guide, and al-ulama warathatul anbiya, the ulama who came, and they also the guides from there, which is coming down, those people flourished and very deep. So Allah Ta'ala accept our coming, Allah accept all the efforts that have been made for the Islamic Jalsa, and the main thing, let us understand how important it is, and how we must submit, and bring this into Islam of our ruh. We all understand my house must be clean, my garden, my car must be looked after, my body must be looked after, but the ruh, that is important. And for that, there is a cause that we have to follow. And that is becoming da'at to Isha, following his instructions, and then after that, we will insha'Allah, if we were reasonable, nobody can be perfect. With reasonable sincerity and effort, we will be shocked where Allah takes us. And wallah, how many brothers and sisters write their letters and say, where were we today? What Allah has made? What are we? They realize we still have to go a far way. We are far from perfection, but at least we came to realize how wrong we are. May Allah give us tawfiq. Maulana Idris wants to become bayat after namaz or not? After namaz, inshallah. After namaz, inshallah, Mawlana. Inshallah. As we have this Islai Jalsa, which was mainly focused for the low felt area, inshallah, on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of Jamadul Ula, corresponding to 20, 21, and 22 of February, we'll have a similar Islai Jalsa over 3 days, from Friday Juma till Sunday Zohar. All are invited, please call others also. Inshallah, there will be only benefit. And like a drop of water fall on a stone, on a rock, it makes a whole pile. If it's not coming in our heart, our islah of our ruh, and the most important effort of life that we have to make, but let one drop fall. Inshallah, one day, our hearts will become soft. And we will appreciate and we'll understand, and Allah will change our hearts, inshallah. So try to attend there, inform other brothers also, and try and come in the Usman. And see also, like now, we have got our brother Jafar all the way from Australia. And in Australia also, far in one remote country, how big country, he has come just for his Islam. We who are staying here, how much more mustn't we pay attention? Yeah. If he could come all the way from Australia, and not the first time, he has come before, many a few times. He came with his family also. And besides him, how many other people come specially from far away countries just for the Islami Jalsa? We who are so near, we should also take advantage. Let it not be that under the candle it's dark and the light falls far away. Now we who are here near, let us also take advantage. And also remember, many of us, we say now there are no more buzurgs. Hazrat Shaykh is no more there. Maulana Masihullah Sahib. This shaitan makes this. While they were there, we thought they also just like us. When they are gone, we say, oh, now there are no more buzurgs. Whoever there is now, may qadar, inshallah, we will benefit. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatika. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin يقربنا إلى حبه. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. Oh Allah, let us understand, realize the importance of tazkiyah, of purifying our arwah, our souls, and oh Allah, to keep them clean, and oh Allah, to get a connection with you, and to be connected with you, oh Allah, to make your ma'rifat, your muhabbat, and your obedience our object of life, and oh Allah, that akhirat becomes our object of life, by which you make our dunya, and you give us more than material things, you give us peace of mind and contentment of heart. You give us dignity and honor. Today, O Allah, remove this blindness that we are thinking peace of mind and contentment of heart is in our beautiful big mansions and beautiful businesses, but we know that they are causing us endless headaches and sorrows. We are seeing this in our beautiful cars, but in maintaining that cars, paying for those cars, we are going through endless anxiety and sorrows. Let us realize the reality and the truth of matters, and let us get connected with you, O my Allah, so that we can find the true peace of mind and contentment of heart, by which you make our dunya's life a life of Jannat already. And then Akhirat, what Jannat won't you give us?
We plead of your mercy, O Allah, that each one of us, of the whole Ummah, that we die on Iman.
Ameen. Allah.
Ameen. Iman the non-believers Ameen. Also. Ya Allah, Iman and Islam.
Ameen.
Let us all die on Iman and Islam, Ameen. O Allah. Raise us with Iman and Islam.
Ameen.
And enter us into your pleasure, into Jannah, with that Iman and Islam.
Ameen.
Bless us with Tawbat and Nasuha.
Ameen.
O Allah, at this moment, and particularly at the time of Maut, in the Qabr, and on Qiyamah's Day, let there be not a single guna in
Ameen.
Our record of deeds, O Allah. That all our gunas be converted into good deeds, O Allah.
Ameen.
Be pleased with us, O Allah.
Ameen.
Make us pleased with you, O Allah.
Ameen.
Let us see our success, our dignity, our glory, lies only in Deen, O Allah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.